pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
You do the show.
You want me to do the show?
You do the show.
You sure?
See, why come in early? Because he's just mean. He's just mean. There's the duh. Mean. Mean. We're just going to have a meeting right here on the air on this Friday. It's unbelievable. Is anything going on today?
A little Masters going on.
Really?
Day two.
There is?
I believe so.
Wouldn't know that. Should we check the leaderboard, see who's ahead?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
How about these crazy cats that all took a little tour about a month ago that all live with each other or next to each other in Orlando, Florida, and they all sit atop the leaderboard? What an interesting story. Poulter and Immelman. Suckers.
We'll go to the emails at the Dent Popper inbox. You can send us emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number to the program, 1-888-455-ESPN. Don't be afraid, 1-888-455-ESPN. Masters Talk coming up. We're also going to hear from John Papuchis. He is going to join us. He is the defensive end coach for Nebraska. They've got a week left at spring ball. We'll catch up with him and see how things are going on the side of the ball where Nebraska really struggled last year. And we'll talk with John about that. Also, we are planning to catch up with UNK softball coach Holly Carnes. They are on a road trip that you just don't want to make. They're driving all the way to the western New Mexico Highlands softball doubleheaders this weekend. And we may also be catching up with the new boys basketball coach at Grand Island Northwest, or as is known now, Northwest. Ryan Rathke from Centura accepting the job announced yesterday. And after 19 years at Centura, he will be moving on to Northwest. And I find that an interesting selection by Northwest. I find it interesting. Coach Rathke, not surprising, just interesting, because a lot of connections there to Grand Island. A wife works in Grand Island. Family, you know, they're into Legion baseball. He coaches, and he's got a lot of things. But, you know, sometimes you just got to make a decision that I still have some other things I want to do with what's left of my career, my job. And it looks like Coach Rathke wants to have another challenge, move up to Northwest and some Class B, which actually isn't that far from Centura since it's way on that side of town.
19 years, though. 19 years. I did not realize he'd been there that long, but congratulations on him moving on and moving up a little bit.
We go to the Masters leaderboard, and 6-under par is what is leading it right now. Trevor Immelman is 2-under through 13 today. Brant Snedeker is 3-under through 10, so he's at 6-under. Steve Flesch. What? Shouldn't you be shooting 82 or something? He's 5-under with two holes to go today, and that gets him to 5-under after shooting an even par 72 yesterday. So Flesch is going to be the clubhouse leader unless he trips up on 17 and 18 real bad. Justin Rose doesn't tee off until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Phil Mickelson has teed off. He is 2-under through 5, so he is among the group that is 3 back at 3-under, and Tiger Woods at even par will not tee off until just before 1 o'clock this afternoon. So Woods and Rose, back-to-back groups there, going off towards the very end of the day. You know, surprises from yesterday?
Well, I think those three, Immelman, Poulter, and who's the third one? Justin Rose, all three that took the trip to Augusta a month ago, got to play two practice rounds, all being up at the leaderboard. Obviously, you don't think of a hole-in-one happening during the golf tournament at Augusta, but the way Poulter slides it, you know, it's 30 feet to the right of the hole and goes right in. That was an exciting moment. Probably one of the biggest surprises, too, is Mark O'Meara on Amen Corner. Birdie, 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 goes three down. 1998 champ. So that's another big surprise.
Sandy Lyle kind of let some get away from him. He had it to 3-under late in his round. Lee Westwood had it to 4-under before coming in with the bogey finish on 17. And there was some debate last night, and this is kind of where I want to start. It's not going to be all Masters Day, but we are going to start with that. That's what's going on. And then we're going to get into Nebraska football and a little softball and some basketball talk as well. But I want to get to the delay yesterday, the talk at the end about finishing the round. The last two, three groups, basically it was down to the last two groups. And, of course, Lee Westwood, Camilo Villegas in that last group yesterday with Aaron Baddeley, I believe it was, in the last group. Let me just double-check that here. Baddeley was the last one in that group. And there was discussion whether they wanted to finish or not, and they were getting to 18. And, you know, the commentators said, boy, it's getting dark. And by the time they got done, it was pitch dark, and they think maybe they rushed 17 to get done, and it cost them all a shot and got on to 18. Two things I want to say about that. First, Jim Furyk, somebody's got to do something about this guy. And I know I'm going to catch crap from my friends because they say I take a little time to hit the golf ball. Okay, so whatever. But it's nothing compared to Jim Furyk. This has got to stop. How much of a gap was there between the Furyk group? Well, there wasn't a gap because they had to wait for him. But Furyk...
You mean the gap in front of them?
It's insane. They want to get done, they want to finish up, and yet he still steps up there and misses a 2-foot putt that didn't even come close to touching the cup on 18. So don't tell me the routine always works, because it doesn't. What in the world is going on? It's not just a putt. It's not just an iron shot from the middle. He does seem to get the ball on the tee and knock it off on the tee box at a fairly quick rate. But good Lord, we talked about this a while back, bringing up the point, you know, they got on Sergio Garcia, and I'm not a Garcia fan, but if you're going to get on Sergio, and he changed, and his game, for you know, whatever, he was a putt away from winning the British Open last year, so he doesn't stink. Jim Furyk, come on. How are they not getting on this guy? And I like Furyk, and he's a great guy, but it's getting worse. Now, that aside, how can you have only a 40-minute delay yesterday and not get the golf tournament in? That should never. That's an embarrassment. Is it slow play or is it poor scheduling? Because if you have any delay at all, is what they're saying right now, you cannot get the round in. You cannot get the round in if there is any delay at all. And that is, it's not their, they didn't pick to go last yesterday. It's not their fault that it got dark. I mean, you know, there was no storm in that made it dark early. It wasn't cloud covered. It was a beautiful day. The storm rolls in. Even less daylight.
2:03 was the last tee time yesterday. It will be the last tee time again today.
But, obviously,
with the delay,
it was probably 2:45-ish by the time they got teed off.
The group you're talking the gap was in front of was K.J. Choi, Phil Mickelson, and Andres Romero. There was a two-and-a-half-hole gap
before Furyk,
Katayama, and Els, and basically because of Jim Furyk.
I just don't well, two things. You know, first, Furyk on his own, that's a different. That's totally different. Then why? But you only had a 40-minute delay, and everybody was saying, you know, TV commentators, whatever. You can say whatever you want about what the golfers decided to do. They shouldn't be put in that position. There should never even be a thought of a position where that's a problem. If you have less than an hour delay and you can't get your tournament day in, there's a problem which needs to be addressed.
You would think if somebody was slowing somebody down on this course, it would be a Tom Watson, a Raymond Floyd, one of the older gentlemen, because with the slope and the hills of this course, it is very, very tough just as a physical challenge to do. But it was not them holding people up. It was Jim Furyk, and you're exactly right on that, Douglas. You've got to speed up. The loop and the swing, obviously a much, much different swing. That doesn't take a whole lot of time. It's the whole routine before, and it just takes time.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us the Doug and Daddy email, the Dent Popper inbox. It's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go to the phone lines, Derek.
Oh, we got Sooner Steve on the line for you guys.
Talk about slow and dragging things on. Oh, hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Good Lord. As if this show was not already prime time today.
Sooner, it is Steve, now prime time.
What's going on? I can't think of anything in Soonerville that you would be calling about.
Actually, what happened is last night I happened to catch something on TV and just saw some names. I can't believe Daddy hasn't brought this up, but I saw the name with the women's bowling. You know, I wasn't quite sure. I saw the names on the TV. You guys are going to have to help me with this. Okay, it said Nebraska, Central Missouri, Minnesota State, Mankato, New Jersey City, Arkansas State, Sacred Heart, Maryland Eastern Shore, and Vanderbilt. Now, I'm trying to figure out, is that the women's NCAA tournament, or is that Nebraska's non-conference schedule for the next couple of years?
Oh, no.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Wow. You know what? Here's the deal. I can't believe a man of your vast knowledge has not figured that out already.
Like I said, I caught those names, and I wasn't sure which one it was.
No, hot dog. Next year's schedule is Western Michigan, San Jose State, New Mexico State, and Virginia Tech.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Sooner, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks for the help.
All right. Take care, buddy.
See ya.
John Papuchis, defensive end coach for the Huskers, going to join us.
I knew where he was going as soon as he starts running it.
Wow, stuff in the head. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox from Ken, who says, on this cold and ugly day, what could be better than an email from your pal Ken? Well, you might have just got topped by a Sooner Steve, Ken, but we'll give you a chance here. Looks like we get to see Jim Furyk putts around this weekend at the Masters. Oh, joy. I was hoping he would have a root canal and have to miss the tournament. On baseball, did you ever wonder why pitches are called strikes and balls? Why not yeses and nos or yups and nopes? Why are there 9 innings and not 8 or 10? Yikes. Once again, I want to thank Doug for the fine job he does broadcasting high school sports events. I'm sure there are times where he would rather be home watching a big college or pro game on TV. Ken. Ken, thanks so much for the email. Appreciate that. Evidently not a Furyk fan. Again, I like Furyk. I want to see him do well. Not this weekend, but I want to see him do well. You know, I like Mr. Furyk. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Armalining. Whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bedliner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. That is Dent Popper. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we do, not the last thought, because we'll come back to it at the end of the show, but before we wrap up this segment with the Masters, it's all about Tiger Woods, and everybody just figuring, well, these guys at the front of the leaderboard, like they did last year, will fall back. Well, Brant Snedeker and Trevor Immelman are not falling back. The key is Woods needing to get under par. He can't just set it even, I would not think, this week anyway, and be in contention on Sunday. Everybody thinks, well, one of these guys is going to fall back in the pack. They're going to lose some ground. They're going to drop some strokes. But you know what? Unless you throw up a 77 when you're 6 under, You're going to be in this tournament right now, and that will be on the mind of Tiger Woods when he tees off. When he tees off, somebody is going to be in the house most likely at 5 or 6 under par, and he'll be that many back.
Well, he'll be that many back, but just judging by the scores coming in today, the pin placements must be much more accessible to the players. People are getting more birdie putts, and they're taking advantage of it. And I think Tiger will, too.
UNK softball coach Holly Carnes, Nebraska defensive end coach John Papuchis. They're coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Stay warm in big league style with a free Royal Stadium blanket. Be one of the first 20,000 fans Saturday, April 26th, and take home a free Royals fleece blanket from Sprint Wireless when the boys in blue take on the Blue Jays at 7:10. Every Saturday is baseball night in Kansas City with major league action on the field, plus some cool free stuff for you. Free Royal Stadium blanket, Saturday, April 26th. For tickets, visit Royals.com, any Kansas City, Lawrence, or St. Joe Hy-Vee, or call 1-800-6-ROYALS.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see cloudy skies along with some snow showers, which may mix with rain in spots later on today. We'll see highs near 37 with northwest winds 15 to 35 miles per hour. There's still a slight chance of snow showers tonight with a low near 27. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, before the Masters comes on, you could go out and hit the clubs yourself. I know. Not outside. Inside. On the simulator at our fine friends at Prairie Hills, just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. You can call for a tee time and play almost any course in the country or even the world on the golf simulator, voted the best of 2007. And when it warms up, they want you to come out and check out the brand-new golf course and, of course, meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. You can check out the membership options and opportunities by going to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the Prairie Hills logo. You'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with and without carts, and it's ready to go. Now they just need the weather. Just need the weather to help them out. But while the weather's bad outside, come out, check them out with the simulator clubhouse stocked with refreshments and ready for you at Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Go to the email here. What is slower, Furyk playing or due to looking for his top flight in waist-high gunch? That comes from Scott. Just funning with you. Thanks, Scott.
I knew that. I knew I opened myself up for that. There's no doubt about it.
Just funning, Doug. Yeah, the weather does have to cooperate here, and it's such a just an awful, awful day out for the starting to be the middle of April. But nonetheless, you got the Masters coverage again, 3 o'clock today on ESPN. So sit back and enjoy it. You're going to get to see a lot of Tiger.
Wait for it. It was more like it. Wait for it. One other thing, while we're making connections here. On the Masters, that same moron that sent that email. Anyway, we talked about this yesterday, that the Masters might be easier to win because the best players in the world aren't all there. Davis Love III, Chris DeMarco, Colin Montgomery, Darren Clark, established players not in this field.
Davis Love III, not
in. You know, DeMarco hurt, Love hurt. You know, the way that they base this now, if you don't play, you know, enough events, you're not going to be up in the world rankings, top 50, whatever you need to be to automatically qualify. I mean, DeMarco was the runner-up 3 years ago to Tiger. How is he not? It's not like he stinks. It's not like he went into a Duvall, you know, collapse or illness or whatever you want to say. You know, Davis Love III, he's been in 70 straight majors, wasn't it?
Well, Darren Clark.
Darren Clark, same way, the rough personal year that he had last year. Montgomery. Whoa.
Montgomery actually made a little noise about this, chirping about it a little bit, and basically they're not changing it because Colin Montgomery wants to be invited. You know, play better, I guess, would be what you'd say. Or play the events in the United States.
Don't get hurt. Don't get sick. Yeah, play the events in the United States, Shingo Katayama. That one's for you, Eddie. 1-888-455-ESPN, and we hit the road somewhere. In eastern Colorado, we catch up with the head softball coach of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Holly Carnes joins us on the Doug and Danny Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're not traveling, so I like that. I like that. Boy, western New Mexico, New Mexico Highlands, the trip is half the battle.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, we are not in eastern Colorado. We decided to go down through Kansas and Oklahoma to get away from the weather a little bit, so a little even more desolate out here.
Yeah, sooner Steve will say you're going through God's country, although we know that's not true. Holly, take us a little bit. First chance to catch up with you since the season got underway. A rocky beginning, but it seems like things now are starting to piece themselves together. You had a great weekend, sweeping all four games from the conference leader Mines last weekend. What's starting to click for this team?
Well, you know, the one thing that we're doing is we're playing all aspects right now. You know, our pitching is doing fairly well. We're playing pretty good defense, and our hitters have finally come around. You know, in all the years that I've played, I've never seen a whole team in a hitting slump, and, you know, this is the first time I'd seen it. But they've pulled themselves out, and they're doing pretty well now. So,
Holly, if you go back to the second game of the doubleheader, the midweek game versus Shadron, I thought the walk-off home run at the end of the game was something. Was that a confidence builder for the whole team?
You know, kind of. I've been kind of waiting for Molly Lingerak to kind of step out, and she finally has a little bit. We've just, you know, I think a lot of it started with some preseason honors. We had the preseason pitcher of the year, you know, the catcher and the DP, and I think it was a huge monkey on their back. And, yeah, now the monkey's gone. So, you know, they're just stepping up and playing something they enjoy.
Talking with Holly Carnes, the head softball coach at the University of Nebraska. Carney, just for the fans now, you got those four wins last week. Where does that put you in the conference race? There's still a lot of games. Unfortunately for you guys, most of them are on the road. Where can a successful weekend position you guys right now?
You know, right now we are tied with Colorado Springs for 10th. If we keep winning games, you know, we can clinch that 8th spot and go into the tournament. If you look at the records right now, it's pretty much anybody's game, you know, that is playing well. And if we continue to play well, you know, we've got a shot to get into the conference tournament and hopefully take it. So if we can just stay hot, that's the thing, you know, and not be rocky and up and down. And, you know, hopefully these kids are gelling, which I see every day in practice. You know, that's the main goal, just for them to get better. So, you know, hopefully that will put us in a good place.
Holly, single out a couple of younger players that have stepped up and started playing a lot better softball as of late.
You know, Jesse Thomas, a pitcher, a freshman pitcher that I really didn't know whether – she would see a lot of time. She's really stepped up, and she's been, you know, starting for us our first, you know, few games here and has been pitching pretty well. We've got Cassie Keck. She is leading us in home runs, and I think she's in second for batting average right now, and she has made some awesome plays on defense. She's quite a specimen to watch. She's just really into it. She's really vocal. She doesn't play like a freshman. We've had Jessie Guile in there a little bit, who's the younger sister of Ashley Guile, one of our pitchers, and she runs from the left side and does a pretty good job. She'll be in the infield a little bit. We're kind of, you know, flip-flopping second baseman because none of the three kids have really stood out, so we're just kind of trying to find that fit, too. So, you know, we've got some young talent, and, you know, we've got some veterans that have been playing pretty well, too. Michelle Gaunt, I'll tell you what, last weekend she played awesome, you know, utilizing her speed on base, making some great plays, and really getting on as a leadoff, so that's helped a lot, too.
UNK softball coach Holly Carnes is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Going through Western Kansas, are you guys going through Colby?
Yeah, we are. That's actually where we're going to stop for lunch, America.
Well, that's because you got Amanda Bell, you got Molly Langreck, you got Hannah on the team, you know, all from Colby. Is this like a recruiting trip on the way? What's going on?
Yeah, we might step up and check out some of their kids in our pipeline there. But, yeah, I think they're pretty excited to, you know, go through there. Obviously, they're a little bit older, but they still know a lot of people down here, so it's kind of scary. They might get thrown in jail. Who knows?
Well, yikes.
Holly, it's probably not realistically think you're going to sweep four games on a weekend very often. What is the ultimate goal this weekend?
You know, actually, it's a better opportunity for us because we actually play Highlands the first day, just two games. This is the pod trip where we'll play two different teams. And then Western New Mexico. So actually, they won't get a chance to see us, you know, more than two games. So we may have a shot. So we're kind of hoping that everything goes right for us and we could, you know, at least get a split out of this. But I'd be, you know, I wouldn't be surprised the way these kids are playing if we don't at least get three. I'm hoping.
Coach, what's the strengths of these two teams, as you know, for Highlands and for Western?
You know, Highlands has been playing pretty good ball right now. They almost took three from Mesa, who is now leading in the West Division. They can hit the ball well. I know they've got one pretty good pitcher, so they're pretty much coming on right now pretty well. Western is doing the same thing. They didn't lose a lot. You know, they lost their center fielder and maybe their catcher from last year. You know, they've kind of had a little bit of a bumpy road a little bit like we have, but they're starting to play pretty good ball, and they return their all-conference pitcher. So, you know, it's going to be a task here.
Holly, thanks so much for the time. We'll catch up with you later in the year, and thanks for finally calling us back.
You know, it's about time you asked me to be on this radio station here. I was thinking you guys lost your love for UNK softball.
No, we never do that.
Never would happen. Hey, Holly, safe trip, and go get them, all right?
Thanks a lot, guys. See you later.
Holly Carnes, the head softball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, hoping to keep the winning ways going now that they've got it started here midway through the season. I think only one more series coming up at home for them.
You know, you look at the number of games these softball teams play. I actually happen to see the softball rankings for Division I. Arizona leads the way right now. They're 41-2. They played 43 games so far. What, they got a 90-game schedule?
Well, they play 60.
Well, there's still a good month and a half left. I mean, until the College World Series in softball.
Well, but you got conference tournament, you got regionals, you got super regionals, then you got the College World Series. That's a month of weekends right there, Daddy. So they played 43. They got 2 or 3 weeks left. Then we get into the postseason.
We'll be damn near 70 games.
Well, if you get to the Women's College World Series, yeah. Is that okay?
That's okay with me. Right. Well, apparently they don't go to class at Arizona.
That's okay. The Royals' winning streak came to an end last night. I guess when the Yankees win, Jabba can get in. 6-1, Yankees get the win over the Royals last night. Bill Self is and now the Yankees play the Red Sox this weekend, and the Royals will be home against Minnesota. Coach Bill Self announcing yesterday late that he is going to be staying at the University of Kansas, and J.R. Strobridge is going to transfer. University of Nebraska men's basketball player going to transfer. Evidently, they see the writing on the wall with these red shirts that are supposed to be everything and more that the guys are talking about. Don't want to lose a lot of these guys. They need some depth. I mean, Strobridge made some bad plays, but made some good plays. Got better as the year went along, and you really hate to see him leave if they can contribute in any way.
Ah, he's too little. Get up, beat it.
You hate little people.
You know what? In the Big 12?
You hate Steve Sipple.
No, I do not. No.
Courtney Grigsby, Steve Sipple, J.R. Strobridge.
That hurts.
Who else do you hate?
No.
You hate Ian Woosnam. You hate Ian Woosnam? Yeah, that's fine. What other short people do you hate?
By the way, before you got on this, you bring up Jabba Chamberlain pitching last night for the New York Yankees. People that follow Jabba and are interested in Jabba, the cover story today in the USA Today is on Jabba and Jacoby Ellsbury for the Red Sox and their young careers. So if you want to check that out, go pick one up at your local newsstand.
John Papuchis, the defensive end coach for the Nebraska football team, going to join us here in just a couple of moments. We're efforting to talk with Ryan Rathke at Grand Island Northwest. Because of the late start today at their school, their times got altered over there with class schedule, so we're trying to get to Coach Rathke on, who's taking the job at Northwest. We'll try to have him on before the end of the show as well. So all that and an update on the Masters leaderboard. Let's check that out right now before we go to break, Derek. The Masters leaderboard still at 6-under par. Trevor Immelman through 14. Brent Snedeker through 12. Steve Flesch is 5-under today and through the tournament through 17. Stephen Ames, 2-under today through 16. He's 4-under for the tournament. Phil Mickelson, 2-under today through 7. He is 3-under for the tournament. And Brian Bateman, who had a part of the lead for a little while yesterday, is 4-over today. In fact, he finishes his round with a 76, so he's in the clubhouse at 1-over par. And speaking of short people you don't like, Ian Woosnam, 2-under so far through 16 today. He's going to make the cut, it looks like. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
There's a lot to be excited about at Microtel Inns and Suites. From free local and long-distance calls and free high-speed wireless internet to a complimentary continental breakfast. And our new stylish decor and plush bedding make every night's sleep a comfortable one. Plus, the MicroPass card helps guests earn free stays at any Microtel. J.D. Power and Associates has ranked Microtel highest in guest satisfaction 6 years in a row. For a great hotel at an affordable price, visit MicrotelInn.com. For J.D. Power and Associates information, visit www.jdpower.com.
That's Sam Hornish Jr. driving the number 77 Dodge. At over 198 miles per hour, his engine requires the outstanding protection of Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. But even seemingly normal driving can be brutal on an engine too. You drive through the intense heat of summer, the brutal cold of winter, and in stop-and-go traffic. That's why from the road to the racetrack, nothing outperforms Mobil 1 technology, the official motor oil of NASCAR and the choice of over half of all NASCAR teams. So put some NASCAR in your car with the 1. Mobil 1.
It used to be that a family meal began something like this.
Honey, what's for supper?
Things don't work like that anymore. But family time is important. Experts say families who sit down for meals together have children who develop better self-esteem and coping skills. And if you spend some of that time at Skeeter Barnes, that family meal with its great selection, quality, and service just makes it easier for everyone to enjoy one another.
This is Eric Hillrigal, Skeeter Barnes manager. We'll make your family and everyone in it a great meal so you can enjoy each other. Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange in Kearney.
The folks at Pathway Bank would like the Centura Centurions spring sports teams to know their hard work and fine skills are admired. And all their fans will be wishing them good luck in their events this week. From Pathway Bank in Carroll, investing right here at home. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go athletes! Cooperative Producers is delighted with the chance to cheer the Hastings Tigers, Adams Central Patriots, and St. Cecilia Blue Hawks spring sports teams onto victory in this week's events. The combined talent, skill, and winning spirit are sure to overcome any competition. Cooperative Producers in Hastings.
Desire a unique eating experience that's fun, fast, delicious, and healthy for the whole family? Then you must try the Mongolian Grill in the Vista Point Shopping Villa in Kearney. The dining experience is like no other, as you select a mound of fresh vegetables, meat, seafood, and steamed noodles, combined with a multitude of tasty sauces to create a limitless variety of heavenly combinations. Then watch our stick-wielding chef expertly stir-fry your selection on a huge flaming grill. Open 7 days to serve you, Monday through Saturday till 10, Sunday till 8, or call for carryout.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see cloudy skies along with some snow showers, which may mix with rain in spots later on today. We'll see highs near 37 with northwest winds 15 to 35 miles per hour. There's still a slight chance of snow showers tonight with a low near 27. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like Rudder said.
Be my little baby.
Doug and Danny's show on a Masters Friday, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up in our last segment, we will be catching up with the defensive end coach at the University of Nebraska, John Papusius, as they are a week away from spring ball. We keep you up to date on the Masters as well. And something tells me our next guest might also have an eye with the Masters leaderboard up on his computer in the classroom. But that is not the main reason that we have Ryan Rathke joining us today here on the Doug and Danny Show, the head coach at Centura, who was named yesterday the new head boys basketball coach at Northwest High School in Grand Island. Coach, congratulations, and welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show.
Well, thank you. I was just visiting with you guys last summer on a baseball tournament we had there in Carroll, and thank you for the congratulations, and I'm just extremely excited to get started at Northwest for next school year.
Got a few different questions that I want to go here. You kind of start there. You, being 19 years, you and your family, you pretty much get your claws dug into a community, and it's hard to leave, but it's not going to be maybe as hard to leave since it's only about 10, 12 miles down the road to get to Northwest High School, and you can still be involved with everything that you're involved with, except you're just going to be at different schools. Did that make this decision or this at least the opportunity to apply a little bit easier for you?
Yeah, it did, and there were a lot of factors that went into the decision of taking the job, and you know, you had to sort all that out, and it did take some time, and it was not an easy decision just from the point of view that, you know, you're 19 years into a school system, and we had three of our oldest kids go through that who had great experiences here at Centura, and you know, we're still now in a situation where we're still part of the community. We're going to still live in Carroll at this time. We have a daughter that's a sixth grader, and she will attend Centura yet. So,
on a Kathy Mettenbrink scholarship, I do believe.
That could be. But so that did play into the whole decision process, definitely.
Ryan, talk about maybe some of the talent coming up at Northwest, and was that discussed?
No, it actually was not. I just talked with a lot of different people. I met with administration a few different times, And we really didn't even get into that talent, you know, level that's coming up. I didn't think that would be a big factor into my decision at all. So I couldn't even tell you what they have for talent coming up in the next classes at all.
I've read a little bit, of course, a good article today in the Grand Island Independent about it and some of the quotes that you said there. At this point, you don't look to change any kind of coaching philosophy, but yet you have to gear it towards the kids. How much are you anticipating having to change, or at least for the speed of the Class B game?
You know, I'm anxious to actually see the talent level there, because as a coach, you do have to look at your personnel to determine your style of play. At Centura, we've always had that, you know, we've hung our hat on the discipline and playing intelligent basketball. That's what we've always hung our hat on here recently. And, you know, I'd love to go more up tempo and extend the defense and push the ball down the floor, but you got to have the depth to do that. And lately at Centura, we did not have the depth to do that. But if I had to pick a style of play, that would be the style of play that we would definitely play. But, again, I don't know what's there going into next season. I'm anxious to, you know, watch the tapes from last season. I'm anxious to get the players in the gym and start working with them and see what we have, you know, for specifically what we want to do in terms of offense and defense.
Ryan, how soon after the school year do you hope to be instrumental in putting together a conditioning program and summer program for your kids there?
That's going to happen as soon as I can. I'm anxious to get over there and meet the players. I'm anxious to meet with the coaching staff, and we're just going to have to put extra time in early. I think it's really important that we implement a lot of things this summer with our kids. We don't want to be in a situation where we have the first day of practice going into next season, and then we've got to implement a lot of things. So a lot of the philosophies as a coaching staff that we want to decide on, we want to start putting some of those, you know, philosophies and schemes and concepts in already this summer. So there's a lot of work our coaching staff needs to do here coming up soon. And then, you know, once school gets out, we want to get that ball rolling in terms of teaching.
You mentioned that coaching staff. Has it been assembled?
Yes, it has. And sorry to tell you, I don't recall the name of one of the assistants, but I can tell you, and you got Dave Marin as a freshman coach, and Chris Eckerbark, who's been a longtime assistant there, is another assistant. And
Turner Truffles.
There he is. All right, that's the guy. Skyler, I think he played for Skyler, and then he went up to South Dakota. Is that correct?
Yeah, All-American.
Yeah.
At the Division II level.
So he accepted the job just in the last few days as an assistant there. So that's the next one staff that we put that Northwest has actually put together. So that's got me really anxious to get together with those guys and then just get our heads together and start organizing next season.
It's still going to be different, obviously. I'm sure in the coaching fraternity you've had an ear towards Northwest, and they just, for a while now, just haven't had a stable coaching situation. Is that something you have to deal with as well, trying to get everybody comfortable?
Yes, that's going to be a big part of this whole thing. And one of my strengths, I think, as a coach has always just been a real close relationship with the kids, and I need to start that right off the get-go. I want to build that trust with the players. And even with the coaching staff itself, we've got to really create that family type of atmosphere. And we just want to have great character. We want to be known for a program that just, man, these players, they've got great character. And, yeah, they're going to play great disciplined basketball, but the character of our kids is going to be important. So I think it's really important that I take on a leadership role with the coaching staff, with the players, and really form that group that's going to be a close-knit group and play the game with a lot of passion and heart.
Ryan Rathke, the new head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Northwest, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And it's going to be pretty interesting, too, Ryan. You're going to be going into a situation, if the districts hold the same, of the five teams that were in that district, you being one of three new head coaches. Adams Central will have a new head coach. Lexington will have a new head coach. And then McCook and Holdridge in that district last year. So there's going to be a lot of guys maybe learning some new positions here.
It'll be interesting because just in even our LUPAC conference, you know, we've not had much turnover there in the last few years, and now all of a sudden four of the 10 coaches in LUPAC's going to be different. And then, like you're saying, you look at this district itself, and it's all changing up. So, you know, it's just one of those times right now that in this area all around there's just some turnover, and you're going to need to learn the different styles of the coaches, and then that'll be a part that I'll have to learn as I, you know, as I go into the season.
Well, Ryan, I want you to know that you don't have to be the same in Class B. You get all crazy and score 55 or 60 points if you want to.
I did watch quite a few B games during the state tournament this year, which I normally don't, but I went out of my way, and I was watching a lot of Class B games just anticipating that this possibly could happen, and I did watch a lot of games that were very low scoring.
Well, Ryan, no matter what happens, wins, hopefully quite a few of them coming your way, and we always appreciate checking things out. We'll look and see who's taking over at Centura here in the new future, and hopefully we'll get a chance to keep working with you over at Northwest. Congratulations once again.
Well, thank you again, and enjoy the show, and keep things going there.
Thanks, buddy. Ryan Rathke, head basketball coach at Centura, now named the head basketball coach at Northwest High School, taking over there this fall/winter.
Well, this summer, while he's getting that basketball team together, I bet he's worried about his landscaping.
I think the boy may have mowed a few yards over there a few times, too.
308-237-4805. Now, go get a pen. I'll give it to you again here in just a second. Call Kerbet, Inc., and get a hold of Matt and the gang. They will give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from, whether it be your flower beds, your tree edging, your pathways, your walkways. You want a sandbox, they can do it. And water runoff control and drainage. Border applications from Kerbet are more economical than traditional lawn edging, and they come in several multiple colors and designs. Reduced edging and trimming by 75%. Set your appointment with Matt today. You can get on the internet, check it out at www.kerbet.net, or call Matt and the gang today at 308-237-4805. Get a hold of them. Talk about your landscaping, even if it is a dreary, dreary day outside.
Derek has just about finished up putting together all of the prizes with the winners for the Doug and Daddy NCAA Tournament Challenge. There's still a couple of names that did not get signed up on the ESPN Superfans, so if you were on that front page, you've got a chance to be a winner. So please sign up on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, so we can get you your prize. Because as we said before the tournament started, if you're not signed up, we won't win the prize. So that's all there is to it. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Super Fan Club. Takes just a couple of minutes, and we'll get the prizes to you. John Papusius, defensive end coach for Nebraska, will join us right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you are about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Did you know that we can treat a 6,900 square foot lawn all year with chemicals and fertilizer for only $200? That's right, $200 will get your 6,900 square foot lawn looking good. And that price includes grub treatment. Call our full-time staff today. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
Doug and Daddy's Prairie Hills Golf Course poll in one on the front page of ESPNSuperstation.com is not a political poll.
Somebody floats a rumor and that causes you to ask a question.
You can phone a friend to see if they can help you out.
I guess I would go with the,
he's not going to get an ovation from Hillary Clinton on that one.
No, it's not a political poll. It's about other stuff. Check in every day for the Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course poll in one, front page of ESPNSuperstation.com.
I agree with Madden.
Every business wants more customers through the door. And one of the best ways to achieve that is to deliver offers right to their doors. When you advertise in the ValPak blue envelope, your ad is brought right to people's homes, and you're reaching them for just pennies a prospect. To learn more, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit ValPak.com. ValPak. Isn't it time for your business to get growing?
Let the men's store at Macy's help you upgrade your image for spring. Come to our men's wardrobe event going on now and find the names that mean business. Top designers Calvin Klein and Kenneth Cole. Classics from Jones New York and Jeffrey Bean. Shoes from Bostonian and Rockport. Plus exclusive collections you'll find only at Macy's from Tasso Elba, Alfani, and Donald Trump. Our expert staff will help you find the look that's right for you. Don't miss our men's wardrobe event going on now. That's the magic of Macy's.
Hardware Hank is always there to help you protect the big investment you have in your home. Stop by Hardware Hank for a Geyer 2 sump pump from Slimmer. This 1/6 horsepower sump pump is portable and totally corrosion resistant. Ask Hank about the Geyer 2 sump pump from Simmer, and he'll show you how to protect your investment in your home.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see cloudy skies along with some snow showers, which may mix with rain in spots later on today. We'll see highs near 37 with northwest winds 15 to 35 miles per hour. There's still a slight chance of snow showers tonight with a low near 27. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We just got about a week left of Nebraska spring football. It goes by too quickly, especially for Big Red fans.
Well, unless you're one of the ones practicing, then it can go by fast enough. I speak from my playing football days.
That's why your football playing days ended in high school. We want to find out what's going on with the latest. We're going to go right inside the locker room, right inside with the coaching staff, and catch up with assistant coach, defensive end coach John Papouchas this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate the time, and glad to have you and the staff here at the University of Nebraska. I know everybody's fired up. Give me your initial thoughts right now, not necessarily about how the team's practicing, but how fired up you are and how pleased you are with being 3 weeks in and less than 6 months with this staff.
Oh, it's been great. The whole experience since we've gotten here has been great. The support that we've gotten from the fans and the excitement around the program, it's all you can ask for. And, you know, the first few weeks of spring ball has went as well as I think we could have hoped.
John, looking at the defense overall, if you know anything about the Husker faithful, that's one thing they're screaming: fix this. Fix this defense. Return the black shirts to national prominence. Where do you see the strength of the defense right now?
Well, you know, I think, speaking generally, what we see right now from our guys is great effort. They're getting after the ball, and I think all three units, the line, the linebackers, and the secondary have a chance to be really good, but we're still taking baby steps. But the first thing we had to get done is getting these guys playing hard every down and showing them what it means to play hard, and I think we're starting to get that and see some results from it now.
John, is everything new? I mean, obviously, you guys with the coaching background from LSU, and for some folks, you know, before that too. But is everything really new this first time around with Nebraska?
I think the guys had some general concepts that we're trying to teach. I think they had an understanding of. But for the most part, it's a new defense form, and so we pretty much started from square one. And you know, we're moving our way through it slowly, but I think they're picking it up. And the biggest thing is they're working hard to learn it. We're trying to get them to play hard on the field, but they're working hard in the classroom too, and that's really looking like it's paying off to this point.
Assistant coach, defensive ends coach at the University of Nebraska, John Papouchas, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, talk a little bit about instilling an attitude and an aggressiveness to come out and hit somebody in the face.
Well, defense, you know, playing defense, great defense is a mindset, and you know, it's something we preach every day, but, you know, not only preach it, but it has to be carried through in practice, and we got to get guys flying to the football. That's how we're going to create turnovers, and that's how we're going to end up playing great team defenses, how many guys we can get around the ball. And, you know, we emphasize it every day in practice, and the guys, you can see their level of intensity has picked up as we've gone through.
John, tell me a little bit about what this football team and Bo Pelini is bringing in. He talked that he didn't really watch a whole lot of tape of what these players did last year. How truthful is that? And really, what did you guys watch and anything that you took from what some of these kids, at least ability-wise, had?
You know, to be honest with you, you know, we really didn't watch anything. And I think part of the reason was that philosophically we're different in the way that we approach defense than the previous staff. And you know, we wanted to give these guys an opportunity to have a clean slate, and when we got into winter workouts, we wanted to be able to evaluate them with our own eyes, with us coaching them. So I don't think any of us wanted to get tainted by what we had saw on film from the previous year, what happened in the past. You know, that we left that in the past and tried to focus on being positive and moving forward.
Well, you'd have been tainted and you'd have been physically ill if you'd have saw any of it. Believe me, I had to sit through it. makes me sick to think back to that.
Easy.
But anyway, Coach, compare the athlete at Louisiana State and the athlete in Nebraska. How far off are we?
Oh, I don't think, you know, I can speak asked about the guys up front, and I don't think we're far off at all. I mean, I think we got some good players up front, and you know, half a playing good D line plays, playing with great technique, great pad level, and our guys. One thing about them right now is they're like sponges. They're absorbing all the coaching that they can get, and you know, I think they're trying to do a great job of carrying that into from individual into team, and you know, throughout the course of practice. So you know, athletically, I don't see much of a difference. I think we got some really good players up front.
Nebraska defensive end coach John Papush is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're just a week away from the spring game. Basically, it's a sellout, 81,000 people. It'll be the most people that's ever went and watched a spring game with the stadium expansion. John, have you guys talked yet about the game plan for the spring game, what you're going to do, ones-on-ones, red, white, switching back and forth? What do the fans expect to see next week?
Well, you know, I really don't know that, to be honest with you. Part of what we're trying to gauge is where we are health-wise and, you know, how to best approach the spring game from that perspective. But I can promise that it's going to be an entertaining and it's going to be high energy. I just don't know how we're going to break it up yet.
Coach, a lot of people look at the defense and Cody Glenn moves over to the linebacking core. And people shake their head and go, that's not going to work. How has it worked so far?
Well, I don't know if anyone who said that has seen him practice yet, because he's doing a tremendous job. He brings an energy level and an intensity to the defensive side of the ball that really has upgraded our overall speed on defense, and he's been playing extremely hard. And you know, I think he has a tremendously bright future at that spot.
What about just the defensive ends and some of the kids you're working with as a whole? Who's making strides? Who really has stood out from day one?
You know, I don't want to.
That's okay. You can point. You can point fingers. You can single out a couple kids. That's okay.
Well, I tell you though, in all fairness, they're all doing a good job. You know, Zach Potter and Barry Turner have been working very hard, and they look like, you know, they're going to have a chance to be very good players. Pierre Allen and Clayton Seavers are both doing a great job. So, you know, I think we're going to have some depth there. And like I said, they're all working hard, and they're trying to improve on the techniques that we're teaching them. And, you know, to this point, they've been doing a really good job.
Coach, I want to get back to the attitude of what you guys are trying to instill. Are you seeing that showing up already?
No, there's no question. There's no question. From the day that we came and started our winter workout program with them in the off season to today, I think it's a totally different football team, at least defensively. You know, as they approach their work, the confidence that you can start seeing in their eyes, I think, you know, we're heading in that right direction. We still got a long way to go, but we're heading there.
John Papusius, Nebraska defensive end coach, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Graduate of Virginia Tech and her Sandman, and it just happens to be Virginia Tech, Nebraska this year. That already has to be a little bit special for you.
Oh, there's no question. Anytime we get to play those guys, it's a special deal. We had a chance to play them last year at LSU and had some success against them, so I hope that continues going into this year.
John, people that haven't followed your career, you'll see if you look back far enough. You were at Kansas, so you know the Big 12 a little bit inside and out.
Yeah, you know, I spent 3 years there, and so I did get a good feel of the league. So coming back to it, I have an idea of what we're going up against.
A week left to go here, spring practice. You still got a few practices this weekend, obviously. What still needs to be accomplished in your core, in your group?
Well, you know, first of all, we got to clean up and really perfect everything that we've installed to this point. And then we still have things that we need to add. We want to expose these guys to as much football as we can, so they have a base of knowledge going into the fall. So we still have parts of our defense that have to go in, but we have to clean up what we've put into this point. So there's a lot of work still to do. We still have, I believe, six more practices or five plus the spring game. So we got a lot of work to do in that time.
John, last year depth seemed to be a problem for Nebraska, especially at the position you coached. Do you see that as a strength this year, perhaps?
Oh, I absolutely do. I feel like right now we have at least at the minimum four guys that can roll in there, and they would do a great job, and I'd have confidence putting any of those guys in the game. So, you know, if we can get that kind of rotation going through the front, we'll be in good shape.
Well, Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some time. Hope to catch up with you again in the near future, and best of luck. And I know everybody is just amazingly fired up. I guess, can you believe, and is it different so far at Nebraska than Kansas, than LSU?
Oh, it's night and day different. I mean, we had some success at LSU. We never had 81,000 at a spring game. I mean, just that idea that people are coming out and they're that fired up to come see us play, you know, it makes you excited as a coach, because, you know, when people care what you do, obviously it makes what you do feel a whole lot more important. So we're excited about it.
Coach, thanks so much.
Thank you.
John Papusha's defensive end coach at the University of Nebraska spring game. You may have to scalp a ticket. I can't believe that. And if you do scalp a ticket, you are pathetic, by the way. Hey, you know what's not pathetic? Taking food. You got to grill out. Next week's spring game, you got a tailgate. And Troutman's Quality Meat is a grill's best friend. Across from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone the Big Steer out front, ready to greet you. And the sausages, snack sticks, burgers, steaks. You can get anything you want. You can snack on the way down. You can grill up the burgers or steaks. And, of course, how about the brats, the hot brats, the state fair, the jalapeno and cheddar, the Polish dogs, whatever your taste bud likes. I was in there last week picking up some stuff. Oh, man, if I was a better griller like you. I mean, you just go crazy in there. I know you do. USDA Choice Creekstone Farm Steaks and the best ground beef in town. Ground fresh daily. Carrie says, don't let the weather bother you. They're still cheery inside, and you can still grill because, you know, it's pretty dry out there.
Is that what Carrie said?
That's what Carrie said. He says, it's very nice outside. He says, enjoy the last day of winter, people.
He said something else, too.
Hey, something about that. This weather is... And stop in, see Carrie and the gang, whether it's just for snacks or whether it's for a full-fledged meal, you want to eat well, you want to get your food from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore. They've got the beer and the wines to wash it down. They've got the fish. They've got the soup mixes for a cold day like this. Anything you want, oh, it's all good in the belly at Troutman's Quality Meats. Don't forget that the USHL put some players in the NHL, and in between, they usually go to college. And former Tri-City Storm standout Callie Ritterwall scored the game-winning goal last night for Notre Dame in their 5-4 overtime win against Michigan. Notre Dame will play Boston College, who shellacked a North Dakota team that forgot to show up last night. So Boston College will be taking on Notre Dame right here on ESPN Radio tomorrow night. Puck drops at 6, pregame at 5:45.
I believe that's three out of the last 4 years they've shellacked that North Dakota team, so... Can't get to the finals of the Frozen Four, North Dakota, but Notre Dame and Michigan are.
Clubhouse leader at the Masters, Steve Flesch. He shoots a 67 today. That's the best round of the tournament so far. He is at 5-under. One shot ahead is Stephen Ames, who is at 4-under, and he has finished off his second straight 70. Phil Mickelson, 3-under, going to the ninth. He's 4-under for the tournament. He sets in a tie for fourth. Trevor Immelman is playing number 17, and Brett Snedeker is playing number 15, and they are both at 6-under par, so they are the leaders on the course. Retief Goosen, 2-under on the front nine today. Tiger Woods yet to tee off. Updates all day long right here on ESPN Radio. We want to thank UNK softball coach Holly Carnes, the new boys basketball coach at Grand Island Northwest, Ryan Rathke, and Nebraska defensive end coach John Papusius for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today.
Notre Dame and Boston College, excuse me, it was not Michigan. Notre Dame beat Michigan. Boston College advances to the finals of Frozen Four. We'll see you Monday at Doug and Daddy Show, 1460-1550.
Hi, folks. This is Layton with Holdridge Irrigation, your Ranky Pivot dealer at Alda. I kind of need your help. I have only been an Alda for a few months and have sold a few pivots. It sure would be nice to go to Christmas next year and tell the brother-in-law, that be old Lamar, that I have sold more Ranky pivots than he has. Stop at Alda and get to know us and our Ranky pivots. We'd like an opportunity to earn your business. Call 308-384-7224.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.